seen that the Ukrainian refugees have been welcomed across the board, right across Europe, but also particularly in Ireland as well. And the kind of all the stops have been pulled out for them, and rightly so, to ensure that their stay in Ireland is worthwhile and that they have access to employment and proper accommodation. And I think that's something that should be seen as norm. And we see that all asylum seekers should have the same rights and responsibilities as what has been given to the Ukrainians. And we see that it's possible to do it because the government has made that decision. And all what it requires is actually the government to make a similar decision for other asylum seekers too, which I think would be the right thing to do and would be a very important thing to do as well.
And one of the suggestions you have here is that they're having a proper consultation process.
Yeah, and it's important. And one of the problems I notice with the housing of asylum seekers and the refugees, Ukrainians as well, in Ireland has been that the department has decided not to have any consultation because they take the view that it's better to have one row rather than two rows, and that's what they do. So they have a row when they actually open up a premises, and that's, they've decided to go down that road. But I think that's the wrong way to do it, and I think that the what should be had is proper consultation with communities, but not giving communities a veto. That is not what this is about. It's about giving communities, making communities aware that there, as people, new strange asylum seekers come into their area to live there, and showing that the government is acting on the behalf to make the stay as comfortable as possible, and to inform the community of what is happening, but not to give the community a veto.
Because we have seen scenarios in Donegal as well as around the rest of the country where it's causing anger within communities, but also leaving the refugees that are coming in, that they're questioning if they made the right move coming here.
Yeah, that's right, and they're in a very difficult situation anyway, and then to add them into a situation of conflict with local communities is very difficult and shouldn't be happening. And there's also very disingenuous local actors who want to manipulate this situation and use it for their own political ends, which is wrong too, but these are very vulnerable people and people that need our protection, and I think largely the Irish people are aware of that and want to help people, but we shouldn't be given making ourselves hostage to fortune, and we should be actually ensuring that people are as welcome as possible and that they're given the means to be able to actually participate and enjoy the life that they have here and to contribute to our own community as well, because I think that refugees and asylum seekers have a huge amount to offer to our communities, and that's the way we should be looking at it.